Warning. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, PML, is a rare, serious brain infection that can cause severe disability or even death. PML is a rare side effect that can occur whilst receiving Gazyva. Tell your partner or caregiver you're receiving Gazyva and ask them to tell you if they notice any changes in your movement or behavior. If they notice any changes, you should tell your doctor about them immediately. This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Gazyva. Active ingredient, S-obinutazumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Gazyva. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Gazyva. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Gazyva? Gazyva contains the active ingredient obinutazumab. Gazyva belongs to a group of medicines known as antineoplastic or anti-cancer agents. There are many different classes of antineoplastic agents. Gazyva belongs to a class called monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins which specifically recognize and bind to other unique proteins in the body. Gazyva is used to treat chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL, treat follicular lymphoma, FL, either in patients who have not been treated before, or in patients who are no longer responding to treatment with another medicine called rituximab. Reduce the severity of cytokine release syndrome, CRS, a possible serious side effect of glofitamab treatment. Gazyva recognizes and attaches to a protein called CD20, which is found on the surface of white blood cells known as B lymphocytes. During the process of binding to the protein, the abnormal growth of the B lymphocytes is stopped. It is the abnormally growing B lymphocytes that are responsible for CLL and FL. For CLL, Gazyva is used with the chemotherapy medicine chlorambucil. For FL, Gazyva is first given with chemotherapy medicines and then on its own. Gazyva reduces the number of B lymphocytes before treatment with glofitamab, a medicine given to treat diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL. For further information about any other medicines used with Gazyva, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the consumer medicine information, CMI, for these medicines. What should I know before I use Gazyva? Warnings. Do not use Gazyva if you are allergic to obinutazumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you have had an allergic reaction to any other proteins that are of mouse origin, some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Check with your doctor if you have an infection or a history of a recurring or long-term infection such as hepatitis B. You are taking or have previously taken medicines which may affect your immune system, such as chemotherapy or immunosuppressive medicines. You are taking or have taken medicines which affect your immune system, you may have an increased risk of infections. There have been reports of a rare, serious brain infection called PML, progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, usually affecting people with a weakened immune system. Your chance of getting PML may be higher if you are treated with medicines that weaken the immune system, including Gazyva. PML can cause severe disability or even death. You have a history of heart disease with cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal beating of the heart, angina, chest pain, heart failure, or a recent heart attack. You are taking medicine to control blood pressure. You are taking medicine to prevent blood clots. You have pre-existing lung disease. You have kidney disease. You have liver disease. You intend to have or have had immunization with any vaccine. You are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether Gazyva is harmful to an unborn baby. It is not recommended that you are given Gazyva while you are pregnant. If you are of childbearing potential, it is recommended that you do not become pregnant for 18 months following the end of treatment with Gazyva. If you are of childbearing potential, it is recommended that you use effective contraceptive methods during treatment and for up to 18 months following the end of treatment with Gazyva. Breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Gazyva passes into breast milk. It is recommended that you discontinue breastfeeding while you are treated with Gazyva and for 18 months after your final infusion of Gazyva. Use in children. The safety and efficacy of Gazyva in children and adolescents under 18 years of age have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. As Gazyva may cause a temporary drop in your blood pressure, your doctor may advise you to temporarily stop taking your blood pressure medicine before you are given Gazyva. Gazyva can reduce the number of platelets in your blood. Taking medicine to prevent blood clots while you are receiving Gazyva may further reduce the number of platelets. This may cause life-threatening bleeding. Your doctor will supervise you closely during treatment with Gazyva. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Gazyva. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Gazyva. How is Gazyva given? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or nurse carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Gazyva must be prepared by a healthcare professional and will be given in a hospital or clinic by a doctor or nurse. Gazyva is given by infusion into a vein, intravenous, IV infusion. How much and when to take Gazyva? Your doctor will decide how many infusions you need and the duration of the infusions. Your doctor may adjust your infusion depending on how well each one is tolerated. You will be closely monitored during each infusion. Before you receive Gazyva, you will be given other medicines to help reduce the severity of possible infusion reactions. For chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL, the first infusion, you will be given 100 mg of Gazyva by IV infusion over 4 hours. The second infusion, if the first infusion was well tolerated, you will be given 900 mg of Gazyva by IV infusion, either on the same day as the first infusion, or a day later. Subsequent infusions, if the previous infusion was well tolerated, you will be given 1000 mg of Gazyva by IV infusion. For follicular lymphoma, FL, the first infusion, you will be given 1000 mg of Gazyva by IV infusion. Subsequent infusions, if the first infusion was well tolerated, you will be given 1000 mg of Gazyva by IV infusion. Maintenance treatment. If you respond to initial treatment, your doctor may decide to continue your treatment with Gazyva. You may receive Gazyva once every 2 months for up to 2 years. For pre-treatment to reduce the severity of cytokine release syndrome, CRS induced by glofitamab, you will be given a single 1000 mg dose of Gazyva by IV infusion 7 days before your glofitamab treatment begins. If you miss a dose, as Gazyva is given under the supervision of your doctor, you are unlikely to miss a dose. However, if you forget or miss your appointment to receive Gazyva, you should not wait until the next planned dose, but make another appointment as soon as possible. If you use too much Gazyva, as Gazyva is given under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given Gazyva, tell your doctor immediately. What should I know while using Gazyva? Things you should do. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs or symptoms of an infusion reaction or allergic reaction or heart problems. Some signs and symptoms can include swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, fever, chills, feeling tired, headache, chest pain, abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Tell your partner or caregiver you are receiving Gazyva and ask them to tell you if they notice any changes in your movement or behavior. If they notice any changes, you should tell your doctor about them immediately. Your doctor may need to perform some tests and alter your treatment. Tell all doctors, dentists, nurses, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are receiving Gazyva. Tell your doctor, if you become pregnant, or intend to start a family while receiving a Ziva, if you intend to breastfeed whilst receiving a Ziva, or if you intend to vaccinate your baby, and were pregnant with your baby whilst receiving a Ziva. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor, so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor will perform regular blood tests. Things you should not do. Do not stop your Ziva treatment without talking to your doctor first. Tell your doctor, if you feel that Ziva is not helping your condition. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting with a pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Ziva affects you. Ziva is unlikely to cause any problems with your ability to drive or operate machinery. However, if you get any signs or symptoms of an infusion reaction, or allergic reaction, or heart problems, you should refrain from driving or operating machinery until the reaction stops. Looking after your medicine. Ziva will be stored in the pharmacy or on the hospital ward in a refrigerator at a temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are receiving Ziva. If you are 65 years of age or older, or suffer problems with your kidneys, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. You may experience side effects during an infusion or after an infusion. These can be serious or less serious. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do during an infusion. Swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing. Swelling of other parts of your body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Vomiting, or feeling sick, nausea. Fever, flushing, or chills. Diarrhea. Cough, or throat irritation. Feeling tired. Headache. Chest pain. Dizziness, or lightheadedness. Abnormal, or irregular heartbeat. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you notice any of these while receiving an infusion. These may be serious side effects. You may need medical attention after an infusion. Swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing. Swelling of other parts of your body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Skin problems including rash, itchiness, or hives, hardened or discolored skin lesions which may increase in size. Stomach cramps or pains. Severe or bloody diarrhea. Nausea and vomiting including vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Fever, chills. Severe coughing. Abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Chest pain. Bleeding or bruising more than normal. Blood clots. Feeling dizzy or lightheaded. One or a combination of the following: confusion, disorientation, or memory loss. Changes in the way you move, walk, or talk. Decreased strength or progressive weakness in your body. Blurred or loss of vision. Tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these signs after an infusion. These may be serious side effects. You may need medical attention. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do after an infusion. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, respiratory infections, including pneumonia, shingles, mouth ulcers, or urinary infections. Pain in mouth or throat. Runny or stuffy nose or stuffy chest. Joint, bone, or muscle pain. Arm, leg, or back pain. Headache. Diarrhea, constipation, abdominal discomfort, or pain, or hemorrhoids. Urinary incontinence, or pain. Increased weight. Persistent cough. Hair loss. Night sweats. Itchy skin. Red eye. Sleeplessness and/or feeling tired. Feeling depressed or anxious. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Gazyva contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Obinutazumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Tretinoin dehydrate. Poloxamer 188. Potential allergens. Refer to your healthcare professional for further advice. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Gazyva looks like. Gazyva is a clear, colorless to slightly brownish liquid. Gazyva is supplied as a single dose glass vial containing 40 milliliters of solution for intravenous infusion, 25 milligram per milliliter. It is diluted before infusion into a vein. OSTAR210562. Who distributes Gazyva? Gazyva is distributed by Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 700001328 65. Level 8, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Medical inquiries. 1-800-233-950. https://midinfo.roche.com/au/n.html. Please check with your pharmacist for the latest consumer medicine information, CMI. This leaflet was prepared in May 2023.